last meeting, we have discussed the virtual design, and now we will talk about the conceptual design.
So I think I will do my presentation on the components concept. So can you please open and participant 2. This is a okay, so the first thing I have done is to make a review together with the manufacturer department of which components was available to build the remote control. So for energy sources, we have to choose between the solar energy and dynamo and the kinetic technique to store the energy. we also can put a regular battery in the remote control.
No, this is what we decided on the last meeting of the previous project.
Yeah, I meant by battery, I meant I would not have a wire between the remote control and an energy source, but I didn't. We didn't decide yet which kind of battery we will put inside the remote. So it's a point to discuss. Then the fifth material, we have also several choices like wood, rubber, titanium, or latex. But it's not a real issue from the technical point of view. Concerning the interface, we can put just simple buttons or scrolls, or buttons much more complicated. But it also requires that the chip to process the button is more complicated. So, and this is the last point. Chips. So what I have found is that I think basic battery or kinetic energy collection is the better way to provide energy, because I think solar energy won't work in a cluttered environment. So so I think we can start with these two main things. For the case, I think that titanium is a good choice because it's trendy and it's modern. Users will be very happy to have a nice remote. For the interface, I think that we can achieve all the desired functionalities by just using rubber buttons, simple buttons, and thus disallow to use a regular chip that are cheaper. And so we can move to the next slide.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What is a single curved? What does it mean?
Well, it's the shape of the.
So it's
the
not.
You will have the curve will fit into your hand when you
hold on it. It is comfortable to hold.
Yeah, it's more comfortable than if it's completely flat.
Yeah, and the battery is a kind of a rechargeable, or it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the. That's the point. The kinetic one is you can recharge by the.
That's what it means by kinetic.
But just by moving
your
arm, the remote will accumulate energy.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's if it is feasible, because I don't know if yet
Mm.
if the user will move enough to provide
Okay.
the remote with the
Yeah.
necessary energy.
Yeah. We might check with our R&D department to see if they have this product
Yeah.
ready for market.
So can you go to the next slide, please? So that summarizes what I have said. You're right. We can see in our R&D
The department.
if the kinetic method is sufficient to provide enough energy. That's it.
So I'll keep in touch with the R&D department.
Oh yeah, I take care of that.
So the titanium case is the normal case that I'll show you some pictures that I have, and you tell me whether they are titanium case or not. Because I'm not very
Right.
sure, plastic, titanium, or whatever. There's another point I want to make is that you've seen in my my presentation later on. I'll point out some why buttons are not the only ways you can use. Maybe n
Maybe, okay.
So the user interface it deals with the aspect of a computer system or program which can be seen or heard or otherwise perceived by the human user, and the commands and mechanism the user uses to control its operation and input data. So it just gives you the ways to input the data, and we emphasize more on the graphical user interface here. The idea is to represent buttons as figures, diagrams, symbols, and on. So you can easily, when you look at the symbols, you understand what it is doing.
What's the function of this?
Yeah. So
It makes the interface very
easy to use. So next one, okay, is function 5. So I can use the button, the mouse maybe. So next slide. So here are some examples. So they cluster the buttons together. They group them into color. They color them, and they have different forms as well. But these interfaces are kind of confusing. Basically, there are too many buttons. All right, next one. So some people propose voice recognition, and so I, by the way, I received an email from one of the departments saying that the voice recognition has been used in the coffee machine produced by a company. When you tell the you say "Good morning, coffee machine," and the machine will reply to you. So I just got an email saying that. And it seems like this voice recognition technology is ready to be used, so we might consider that. Supposedly. The next one. So some people use some people use a spinning wheel with the LCD display. So instead of using the buttons, you have an LCD screen, and then there you can use that as buttons, you can use that as wheel. So So that could be an option as well. Touch screen, I mean.
Yeah.
Next one. And some people propose a scroll button integrated with push button. So you may have scroll button instead of just the push button, like the one we have here. Next one. So so there are a few aspects that I collected here. So basically, this deals with special users, children, handicapped people, old people, and pro basically they're programmable, especially for children. And yeah, and then they also secured covers to protect secured and hidden programming and battery covers that will protect your settings. So, but we don't have to integrate all these complicated features. I'm just saying that currently in the market there are remote controllers like customizable for different people. Yeah, so that's the point. Next one. And you see, this is the one where you have the protection cover. It may be useful for children. They might you they only see the buttons outside, and for adults where you have more control, you can see the one inside. So the adults might want to have a key to lock that, so children will not touch the button inside. Yeah. The next one. So this guy, this is another company that provides big buttons. I see that is useful for all people, and then you don't get it lost. But for our product, we don't need the big one because you have voice recognition. Eventually, it is used, and you can call your remote controller if you don't know where it is. TV remote controller, where are you? And then it will beeps and to say that I'm here. For example. Is it possible?
We should
Yeah.
be less pretentious in this case, no?
Huh?
Yeah, but it's not much fair if there is already a commercial product
Yeah.
available that do this. We can check to
Yeah.
integrate it
Yeah.
into our new remote control.
Yeah. And this is another one where you can the parts, there's a V standing for the volume. So there's an up arrow and a down arrow. But you see that in the V appears to be the down arrow on the top. On the top up arrow, if you up arrow, there's a V, like it's as if it's turning down, so it's confusing interface. So I want to avoid this kind of thing in the design. And here's a short summary that I compiled after the findings I found. Big buttons are convenient, voice recognition helps. Push buttons, scroll buttons, spinning wheels can be used as navigation tools. And user customizable is important. And finally, simplicity is the key. Yeah, so we have many concepts there, but we have to choose later on which ones are important to be used. But
Well,
basically, yeah.
I think it's fine you reviewed all the
Yeah.
possibilities, but well, if we consider that the user interface is displayed on the TV screen, I don't think we need much buttons in the remote, since
Yeah.
we just have to navigate and to have OK or Enter key or
Mm.
things like that. Because adding wheels or scrolls makes the thing more complicated and more expensive also. So,
Okay.
or maybe we can include the user manual in the remote control itself, and we should have just the button help, maybe say, oh, when you click, you press the button help, and maybe you see the user
Yeah,
in
that's a good
the
idea
TV.
to have a help button.
A help button.
Yeah.
So your display on the screen.
On the
So
TV screen,
on the
but
TV
you
screen.
change
So,
how
okay.
to use your remote
Okay.
to.
Oh. Okay. So that eliminates all the complicated documentation manual. Okay. So
But
we
people are afraid of looking at the help. Once they see the help
if
button, they say, "Oh, this is a complicated stuff."
no, in the case where
Yeah,
they need
it's
help,
a psychology.
in the case where they
In
need
the
help.
marketing point
Okay.
of view. And
Yeah.
let us see what the market demands. We could just go through my presentation.
Well, I
It's
think
just for user customizable yeah, that's right.
for kids or old people.
I mean, he just showed us the remote with a cap, which could be used for kids, and if you remove that
So it's the same.
same remote with some
Can be used by both
both,
kids and
yeah.
old people.
Well, what I propose is that a remote controller, it could be a cube. It's a small device that looks like a cube, and maybe you can just change the buttons. If you ch turn one side, you get one buttons. You turn the other side, you get the other buttons. So for maybe new generation people who get used to the computer, they want lots of controls.
Maybe for kids, kids they like
small.
manual, they like
Yeah.
to. Let's see what
Let's see the market demand.
and then we can
What
decide
the
what
debug
product we
market?
can use.
Yes.
So we just made a marketing survey of what people need from our remotes and how it could be special from the other remotes. And we got the based on the responses from the questionnaires. We also have some prizes for the most creative suggestions, and we found the following suggestions which would be helpful for our design. So 75% of the users, they find the remote controls very ugly. They don't find it pleasant to use in the size or usage or anything. And 80% of the people, they are always, I mean, they are willing to spend more money if the remote control would look fancier. And the current remote controls do not match well the operating behavior of the user. And 75% of the users said they zap a lot. And 50% say they use only 10% of the buttons. So the rest of the 90% of the buttons are not
Yeah.
used most of the times.
Yes.
So these were the findings which we found. And also these are the frustrations with the present remote controls. Most of 50% of the time, the remote controls are lost somewhere in the room, and people are always searching for them rather than watching the TV.
Yeah.
And by the time they found the remote control, the program is finished.
Yeah.
So they are frustrated a lot. And if the remote control is too complicated, it takes much time to learn the functionality of it.
Functionalities, yeah.
So you can just see the percentage, 50% people that responded that they always lose the remotes, and 34% they say that it's quite difficult to learn if it's too complex. So keeping in view all these findings and the frustrations, I think this should be the solution for them. We should have an LCD on the remote control.
Oh.
Well, I don't really see the advantage of having a LCD on the remote control if we have
Big screen.
a big screen and the display on the screen. It's yeah, of course it's fancy, trendy and so on, but it's expensive to produce
Yeah.
and
I
it's
mean,
not
as our
really.
survey says that people are willing to pay more if
Yeah.
your remotes are fancy. So if you have an LCD on the remote, rather than looking onto the TV, you just look into your remote and navigate it. You just say menu,
Yeah.
as we saw that iPod
Yeah,
remote
yeah.
control. You
The
just play
thing
around. Yeah,
is
but when you play with the iPad, you don't have a big screen in front of you.
yeah.
Yeah.
You could
Yeah.
use the screen instead of
Yeah.
just the screen.
If you reuse the existing skin, we eliminate the LCD. After all, the LCD is just to display. And if you have the colorful screen, you can make the display colorful,
Yeah.
fancy as the one on the LCD, maybe even better. So,
I mean, these were the
yeah.
points which we got from the market
Yeah.
demands.
Yeah.
So,
Well,
the
I
other
think
one.
we can focus on the fancy look, on the
Yeah, more on the fancy
yeah, the
design.
fan yeah.
On the
I
speech
mean, this.
recognition and if the technology is available, but well, I think
Yeah.
usually we make us spend a lot of money for not so big results.
Remember, we have a budget for the cost of producing the remote controller. Yeah,
Yeah,
so it's
exactly.
so the thing is, you can find out how much an LCD will cost, and then we'll decide again.
I mean, that should be found out by industrial designers.
Maybe you can find out the price and tell us next time, right? Is
The
it if
price
it
of LCD display.
yeah.
And it's always good to have an voice recognition
Yeah,
for the remote
and also the
controllers.
cost for the speech recognition.
Yeah,
Ask our R&D
also
department.
just for vocabulary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only for a
Display.
limited
Yeah.
vocabulary. It's
And
like
how
80 commands or so.
yeah.
Okay.
And also the scroller button, how much will it cost?
Well, compared to the simpler button.
The scroll button, I knew from the survey, we never see that people would like to have some scrolling button.
And
Because
I think that
they're just frightened to use the scrollings
yeah.
or help button.
Yeah, I think that well, as we have seen in the presentation, well, about 50% of the
Don't
person
use the
don't
buttons.
use the button. So I think to have five
Yeah.
simple button is sufficient
Yeah.
for
Yeah.
our functionality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it mean that the other buttons are not
Important.
necessary or important?
Yeah,
But they are just
They're
less
not
used
used
than
much.
normal. Yeah.
The thing is that we can add a functionality on the TV screen,
Yeah.
like a list of
Yeah.
function, and then you choose with the button to
Yeah.
navigate and use it.
So they add
Or maybe we
more
can
power.
make this the 10% of button more bigger than the others.
Yeah.
So
But if we could have a display, a user interface that is very complete on the TV screen, I think that just five buttons are sufficient.
yep.
Well, to go up, left, right, down, and so
Yeah.
on. And you just select the functionality you want to access or things like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to switch to a channel to
Yeah.
another.
Or it could be like this, as the people say, if they have an LCD on the remote, not on the television. Because when you have the LCD onto the television screen, you miss the picture in the background. We are most focused on the commands. So if
Yeah,
you
but
have an LCD in the remote, you just have a menu and increasing and lower the signs here to change the programs. On this menu, when you press the menu, in the LCD it displays, as you go on pressing the menu, it first it displays volume, then the program, then the brightness, contrast, and all this stuff. And accordingly, you can just increase or decrease.
Yeah, but if you look at the LCD, you don't look at the TV screen, so it's not really worth to have the image if you don't look
Yeah.
at. And I think it increases the cost of the remote and if you
Yeah,
use
that has to be
LCD.
checked
I
out.
think there's no contradiction here, because if there are a few buttons, you don't have to look at your controller anymore because you know where the buttons are.
Yeah.
So if you want to control the screen sharpness, you just say sharpness, and then you just press left increase or decrease button, and the same for the volume
Yeah.
and the channel. If you have the speech recognition there, you just shout your channel, just tell your channel, and then you don't even have to look at the controller. So finally, that will eliminate the need for LCD. With the help of speech recognizer, you can,
And it would
yeah.
be better if we could just check out the cost with LCD and also with the speech recognition. And then we could find which one would be the more suitable for in this case.
Yeah. And
And the third problem was to find the remote control, always. So 50% of the people say they lose the remotes.
well,
So.
so we can think about well, a vocal command like find, and when the
Remote control.
Your
Yeah, behind
respawn.
your peak. Well, yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. To make him
Yeah,
bigger.
that's right. That's exactly what I mean by voice commander. Or it could be also
Yeah.
something like this. It's always going to change with batteries of the remote control. So we have some charger there, and whenever we don't use a remote control,
Put it
we
back to
put
the
it in the
charge.
charger.
Yeah.
And when we are using that remote, and if we misplace somewhere in the charger, we have a small button, and just by pressing a button in the charger, the remote control beeps
Yeah.
Wherever
Yeah.
it is.
And that's a good idea. It's simple.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean,
Nothing
it
fancy.
also doesn't require a voice command because
Yeah,
there are
but
problems with the
you
voice
don't
command.
have to move
Mm.
the charger.
I mean,
Yeah.
charger will be
Yeah.
Keep
fixed
it,
because it's
Mm.
always with the
Yeah.
electricity plug.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there is not enough battery also, and the remote is lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That we can what we can do is we can program a function whereby when you press the switch off TV button, the off button, the remote there'll be an instruction on the screen. Please charge me.
Yeah.
You'll never get it lost because every time you off the computer, the TV it will ask the command, the TV com remote controller will tell you to put it back to where to the charger.
That's a good reminder. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you'll never get lost
Okay.
if yeah.
Yeah, we have some people for now.
Yeah.
Lazy people.
Yeah, because everything is programmed inside.
Yeah.
So it's all about strategy.
And of course, the final point is the fancy look. As we have seen earlier, the remotes which were displayed by Norman, they were
They were
fancy.
ugly.
Ugly, very
Yeah,
big or
yeah.
something with a lot of buttons. I think we should have something.
Well, the last one with the
With the two
with the two parts
two
was
parts controller.
oriental,
I mean,
original,
it's I
so
mean, you say if it's like that, even a kid who wants to have a control, you could just plug it and use
Yeah.
it. You can't avoid him. But you can have a button for child lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just by pressing the button with some code, you put a lock onto the remote so that he can't use even
Well, you
open.
can think about having on the user interface when you switch on the TV, you can write a code or choose a category if it is kids,
Yeah.
and
That's right.
Or maybe you have to choose some specific programs for kids, and then
All these are pro yeah.
just push kids button, so it's automatically answer. So if we can assume what we
I think these are the 4 points that the market demands, and so it's for the user interface design
So
and
from
industrial design. So
so
just
for
think.
my part, I will check the prices, prices difference of what to use, where to use,
I think it
and
should be
so
clearer
on.
for us in the next meeting that
Yeah.
these possibilities could be
Mm.
clearer.
I think we need to define also the set of vocabularies for the speech recognizer.
Yeah.
Because if you want just say we can sort by channels or sort by TV programs, you have to decide the category of vocabularies for that. If numbers, they're easy. But if you want to name the channel by name.
Well, I think we can have just numbers for the channels, and you can say to your remote control like sports, and then on the TV you have a list with sports program playing now, and
No,
then
we have a problem there. You see, if you have a voice commands and you are watching a score on a basketball score or something, and if the score comes 25 or 35, you just say 25, and suddenly the screen, the channel goes to 25. So I think there should be a prefix to some
Well,
numbers.
that's well. Every possible word has a probability to come up out of the
Yeah.
TV.
I
So
mean, you just check out the probability that saying TV 25 and just ordinary 25. Ordinary 25, you almost there's a probability of things that around 60-70%.
Okay.
And TV 25, I don't know, it should be around 1 or 2%. So it's better to have some
prefix port before the number.
But I think that the user would like to associate the channel, we'll call the channel rather than the numbers.
Yeah, something, some
yes, say number channel number 5 of your TV correspond to something else
yeah,
in the
yeah.
channel. So some people may want to say, I want to see this channel.
That would be too big, and it would be difficult for the vocabulary. Also.
Yeah. Check with the R&D department the capability of our organizer. Huh? Well, it's convenient for the user.
Yeah, but you have to have all the name of the channel in your vocabulary.
Also, might be you just forgot the channel name, you
yeah.
only know the number. Then?
The
or maybe the user can create his own vocabulary.
Mm.
Just pronounce it.
I think I have. I think there's another way you can do is that, you can if when the user press a button to choose the channel, for example, then what you can do is that you can make the TV screen to split them into small little squares of images, where you have a snapshot of every channel. So let's say it's a 4x4 matrix of the images. So now what you do is looking at all the 16 channels available at one time, you just use the control button there. You just choose the option you want and then you just hit the button and then you'll go to that channel. So
oh, that's the user creating
So you don't use the speech recognizer in that way?
No, just you have in the beginning you have
Oh, okay. Yeah.
By associating each channel with name.
I also think about another problem. If there is more than one person who is watching TV, the speech recognizer should be able to distinguish between the two. Because I remember when I was a young child. My sister.
Yeah, I want to watch this, I want to watch that.
We always want to watch different emissions at the same time, so it could be a problem if someone passes by when you are watching TV and say, oh, TV 30, and just run. And in the same lines, we would have one more problem. If we are using the television in the different environments, say in the factories or in the shops where there is a lot of noise and these voice commands, if they fail to work, that would bring a bad name, bad reputation for our company. So I think we should specify some pre-requirements if you want to use the voice commands. Say that it should be used in a silent, homely environment or something. Yeah, that's right. That should be an option.
I think that's a good option because it's simple to implement.
And these are the practical problems. So we need to take care of them in the design.
We will discuss them in the next meeting. It's time to close this meeting.
Okay. We still have 5 minutes.
I think we're just plastic. Okay. See you in another 30 minutes.
Okay, it's time to make the this order or after the next meeting?
What is it?
When we are going to make
don't take
the
paper.
Now or
it's an ordinary paper?
Yeah, it's an ordinary paper.
Okay.